92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92% because of a bike?
Not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess, for elite athletes only, right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread, or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.
Hello, world. What's up, guys? This is Dave Van Auken once again on the Fight Bananas podcast. And we're going to show some love today. That's what we're going to do. We're going to pass the love around. We're going to get Val Woodburn on the show. Love this kid. Love him. Been watching him for a while. I remember talking to him at the Orlando Live Event Center before a show 2 years ago. I'm going to talk to him. I remember calling his boxing heavyweight bout years and years ago. Now he's slimming down. He looks tremendous. He has so much power. Professional MMA fighter, 1-0, about to turn 2-0. He fights on March 21st in Duval, I believe, for Combat Night. Val Woodburn, an absolute top-end prospect in the game right now, especially in the state of Florida and beyond. We're going to show the love. Guys, thank you for showing us the love. The subscribers are just, it's astonishing. It's pretty, really breathtaking in a way. iHeartRadio, we see you guys. All podcast platforms, especially our YouTube channel. Loving it. We're going to pass the love along to right here to one of our favorites, Warhammer Fightwear. Check them out at warhammerfightwear.com. They have some of the best gear in all of MMA. I'm talking for the guys, the girls, and the kids. All right? If you got a big family, you got some love right there, show it around, guys. Get some stuff for your kids. It's the best, guys. Warhammerfightwear.com. They have a great website. You can find them on the Amazon app. You want to get that real quick ship? WarhammerFightwear.com. All right, guys, let's talk to Val Woodburn. All right, guys, on the Fight Bananas hotline, my main man, Val Woodburn. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great, man. How you doing yourself?
Man, we're doing so good, man. We're truly blessed over here on this side. I hope the same to you. I see it, man. I love it. I kind of had a little bit of the intro, Val, and I don't know if you remember this. Man, I remember talking to you years ago. Remember at the Orlando Live Event Center before one of those...
Undisputed Fight Night was about yes. When I was about to fight Robert Brothers?
Yes, how about that?
I remember that. That's about like 2.5 years ago.
Right, man, and I was thinking that. I was like, my man, Val... fought a heavyweight, and I'm talking about like legitimate heavyweight boxer, and now I see you cruising down at middleweight in MMA, man. You're looking great. Let's hit on that. I saw it on your Instagram page, Val_the_animal. That Transformation Tuesday, what was that moment, my man? What was it to say, hey, I gotta do something different, I gotta change my body around? Was it strictly just about the fight game, or was it about mental and physical health?
No, I mean, amateur experience, you know, when I was, sometimes I'll take those fights on two notice, you know,
right?
Like, oh man, you're crazy when you fight that big guy. But at the same time, I was scared too. But I know, you know, it was for the experience. And even though I got a little beat up, but I know it was a little experience. So I was nervous, but I know at the end of the day, I had to cut weight. I had to go lighter because, you know, I was considered big too, but I was short. So the height and the length was going, you know, get me further down my career. So I had to make a jump to middleweight, man. But it's working out good.
It's working out great. Also, too, let's take everyone back listening on the show. What was it maybe 16, 18 months ago? When was that moment? Everyone I talk to, my man, I'm not trying to put up your head just because you're on the show. Now with mm-hmm. you at Fusion, a lot of the promoters, your name has a lot of really great buzz, positive buzz, inside the cage and also outside. Every time I've talked to you personally too, I love talking to you. I love your essence. I love your attitude. What was that, you know, training different? Is it just you jump into Fusion? You got so many great people around you. What was that moment in your professional career that you were like, okay, this is it. I'm taking this to the next level?
You know, first of all, me going to Fusion was a big step for me. You know, I just instantly started learning there. You know, like the first week of me going to Fusion, I lost like freaking... I went to Fusion at 220 pounds. Like the first week, I was walking around at 212. That's how I know it was a good fit for me. And, you know, when I, my last four fights, so my amateur, being an amateur, you know, I was just winning. Everybody like, man, you might just go pro and start getting some money for this. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I just like, you know, ignored him. I took a few more fights, you know what I'm saying, until I was ready. You know, I listened to my friends, my coach, and wait till I got ready. And then I just make that jump.
Absolutely. Yes, and Val, you're 23, right? You're still so young in the game. I feel like you're not even to your peak physically yet. So I just think up and up for you. But you said that. Okay, so let's finally hit that. You turned pro. Your first win was February 15th, I believe, at Combat Night Tallahassee. So let's get on that. How was your experience finally getting a check or cash for the fight game? How was it, the walk? Was it different? Did you have a different mindset going into it? How was your first, your professional debut?
Honestly, I wasn't really worried about the money at first. I know, like, all I have to do is win that fight and everything else will come. So I just go out there. I did my thing. I was just the whole time, I was trying to battle my nerves. You know, I was just worried about the 15 minutes. You know what I'm saying? But as soon as that cage closed, I wasn't worried about nothing. I was just ready to fight.
Okay.
And I got the knockout, so that's a good notch on my belt for a debut.
Right, absolutely. I was going to say that, too. I was going to get into – let me go here first. So now your next fight, I know you're matched up for March 21st in Duval. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Do you have a name yet, or is it just the spot?
Oh, I don't have a name yet.
Okay.
I just got a spot on my card.
For sure, and that's a stacked card. I've heard a couple names already on the show, and I was like, man, that's going to be a stacked card. Okay, so then let's – I love – Dana White loves it. Fans love it. Media people love it. Outsiders love it. They love finishes. Let's just be honest about it, and you do that. Mm-hmm. I love how you you always take care of business inside that cage. Is that something you, you know, is that vital for you? Is that something you always strive to get is a finish, or you just kind of, you want to win?
No, not really. Okay. I want to win, but I don't keep one mindset going into a fight, you know what I'm saying? Like, I told everybody, I said, the first opportunity I get to finish you, I'm going to do it. You know, so I see most fighters in, like, professional fights, and they got the opportunity to, say, submit the guy. But they'll fucking ignore that just to knock the guy out. Not me. I haven't been in a position like that. I just been in a position where I finish the fight. But and the first option I see to finish the fight, I'm gonna take. I'm not gonna be in there playing with you. I'm gonna finish it. That's just me.
Right.
Either they go for 15 or 2 minutes. I want to finish the fight. I'm gonna take the first opportunity because it's a fight. We both trained fighters. You might not get the opportunity again. He might catch up on it. So you just got to take the opportunity. You know what I'm saying? So.
Right. I love that. I love that mindset in the game for sure. The tip back on Fusion XL. One thing I love about that is I like how you have a blueprint how to go to the next stage. And, you know, hey, UFC, a lot of the fighters nowadays in our age group, right, the pinnacle is UFC, and Aiden probably is. But at Fusion, there's you know, you got pros. We just have Bubba out there fighting for Empire now, 5-0. You got Alex Nicholson doing his thing, you know, around the world. You know, Julian's still doing his thing. Phil Rowe about to make his UFC debut. So you have so many great blueprints of becoming a professional, winning multiple fights. How cool and how you know, rewarding is that for you that you have so much of that right in front of you?
Yeah. I mean, it's a blessing to have those guys around me, you know, because I picked up a little everything from those guys, you know what I'm saying? And those guys, you know, they're always willing to show you stuff. And Julian is always willing to show you stuff, you know. Even Coach Mike, ever since Coach Mike came to Fusion, you know, my stand-up's been better too. So it's just everybody's working together. You know, nobody's being selfish. Everybody's just trying to work together and make everybody better. That's all. That's all it is. There's no secret.
Right.
Just show up and work hard. There's no secret at Fusion. There's no secret room over there where they can take you in and you go and get better. The secret is getting on the mats and just try to learn as you can and try to implement what you learned today into that drilling into a fight. Remember, you just try to implement into a fight and you drill it. That's all it is. There's nothing secret going on at Fusion. Just show up, work hard, and work with the best that's been in this game longer than you and know more than you. That's all it is. And you just got to be willing to learn.
Right. That's true. And hard work does pay off. That's just a real thing. That's real talk. And one of the things we've been talking about on the show lately, my man, for probably the last 20, 30 episodes, and you think of great sport athletes, you know, even the Super Bowl, there was so much on Andy Reid, right? Coaching up Patrick Mahomes, Belichick to Brady, Phil Jackson to Jordan, all that stuff. And to me, in mixed martial arts, you really hear, you know, so much about the fighter, and it is. You lock the cage. It's one-on-one, mano-mano, female-female, all that. But to me, like, I think an underrated part of the game is the coaching, is, you know, like you said, Mike Sorgi training you, Julian Williams, all your training partners, and like, you know, I know, Bubba and Mike Perry and Jacare there. To me, that's a vital, underrated part of the game. Are you with me on that, or you think it is?
Yeah, I'm with you. Every single one of those names you said, every fight that I have coming up, I always go there. It's always something one of those guys tells me. You know what I'm saying? So it's a blessing to have those guys around you, you know?
Absolutely. Guys, we're talking to Val Woodburn, breakthrough fighter of the year. I'm loving it. Val_the_animal on Instagram. I got to ask you, it's this weekend. To me, this is one of my most favorite fights of the year. I'm talking about Izzy Enuel Romero, middleweight division. You're a middleweight yourself. How do you see this epic main event falling?
Oh, man, I don't know. It's 50-50, man. I've never seen, I don't know, because the last few fights, Romero has wrestled, but he never wrestled anybody. But I don't know, man. Let me see how bad he wants that belt. But it's going to be a good scrap anyways. It's going to be a good scrap because Romero likes to throw hands. Rosario likes to throw hands. So we'll see.
Right. And I think, to me, what I've been calling is, I think this is a little bit of a destiny part for Yoel. I think he's been so close so many times. He even defeated Luke Rockhold, remember, like a year and a half ago, but he was like 2 ounces over, so he never got the strap. I just think he wants that belt. I really do. Talking about belts, how about you? You were a double champ as an amateur, is that right?
Yeah.
Is that cool, or is it kind of in a way, hey, you know, that doesn't really matter, it's a fight game, I'm a pro now? Or is, yeah, man, it was very cool to be a double champ.
It was cool to me, but like most people, that don't mean a lot to most people. To me, that means a lot, you know, because I'm very sentimental, so I like to show my hard work, you know what I'm saying? I like to have stuff to show my hard work. You know, and most amateurs don't really get a chance to hold a belt. So I think me being a champion is a big deal because I work hard too. You know, I think it's a big deal being a champion.
Right.
Like most people go pro, they don't really have any belts.
Right.
They want, and most people don't want it. Most people don't care about it. So I do. So it's a big deal for me. It's always something to go to take back to Jamaica to show my family. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. That's it on that. How often do you get to go back there to Jamaica, Val?
Oh, the last time I went back was 2 years.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, but I'm planning to go back this year soon, though. It's not long. 2 years is not long. Last time I took 12 years to go back.
Wow. And hopefully now these pro checks will help you get back there sooner.
Shit, hopefully. I keep racking those bodies up, right?
Absolutely, my man. You know, undefeated, 1-0, about to be 2-0. We got March 21st right around the corner. That's in Duval. That's for Combat Night. And I did check that out. I'm not going to lie. It's been very Combat Night driven in the last probably, I would say, 10 months, a year. Was that a choice on your part? Or was that, hey, they're giving me great opportunities, I'm going to keep on taking it? What was that relationship like with Combat Night?
No, I just feel more comfortable Combat Night. I just think they take care of their fighters more. I just think they care more, you know what I'm saying? Like, so for instance, me going out of town and stuff like that, they always make sure I got my room. Not saying, you know, they're supposed to do that, but, you know, they always taking care of people, you know what I'm saying? Versus all the promotion, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you go there, you don't ever have a freaking place to warm up. You know, Combat Night, it's just different. It's just different from everybody else, and I was looking forward to help everybody else. So I was like, all right, man, I'm going to stick with Comedy Night. Because no other promotion really is being in Comedy Night right now in Florida. Amateur promotion. Let's think about it. So I want to find the best show, you know what I'm saying, where everybody wants to look. I want to find the show that everybody wants to look, not everybody is paying $25 a ticket and not even show up.
Right,
you know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
Because if you've seen Comedy Night audience versus everybody else audience, that shit is huge.
Nice.
You see, you seen the OLE when it's packed. You seen the Tallahassee, the Moon when it's packed. You seen Fort Lauderdale, the Sway nightclub when Comet is packed. So a lot of people showed up to those events. So that's where you want to be, not some local events where, you know, nobody's at.
Right. Right, you want eyes on you. You want eyes to see what you're doing inside that Combatagon, and you want to see you just keep on rolling and moving up. So, no, I respect that 100%.
It's about, like, for me, I think about, like, getting at least 10 fans every time I fight. You know what I'm saying? Versus two on a different lame-ass promotion. So.
Yeah, no, real talk. I'm going to let you, last question, and I'll give you the floor at the end if you want to shout out any coaches or sponsors or anything like that. I'll give that to you at the end. Last one is I watched it. It was awesome. Very entertaining to me when Mike Perry fought Raging Al, Submission Underground. Even the Platinum Princess was there. We know how great.
Ala Quinta.
Yeah, Ala Quinta, right, right.
Yeah.
We know how great Julian's on the ground. We know how great Phil Rowe is on the ground. You know, how cool is that? The grappling circuit is getting a lot of buzz, getting a lot of eyes on it. There's so many these super fights. We know Leo does a lot of that stuff in Orlando as well. Mm-hmm. So how cool is it? Are you a fan of these super fights? And was that something you would like to do in the future?
I'm a big fan of grappling. That's like a big part of like my game.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? This grappling is I see grappling is like taking over now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because not a lot of people knows how to do it. And most people just train stand-up, like these karate guys, these Muay Thai guys. It will knock your butt out on the feet, but when it gets to the ground, it's different. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's good for everybody to have that in their back pocket, and in their back pocket, because you're gonna get that guy one day who just want to just hold you. You gotta be able to, you know, get him off of you, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%. Val Woodburn, man, I've been trying to get this for a little bit. We appreciate you. We appreciate your time. I
appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you, brother. 2020 is going to be so good for you. I'm so excited for what's next. All year long, we'll definitely be watching. We'll have the Fight Bananas family behind you. Like I said, I give you the floor, man. Anything you want to do, the floor is yours. I appreciate your time.
And so I want to shout out to my coaches Mike, Julian Williams, Coach Bill, JT, all the coaching staff of Fusion, my family, my friends, everybody who stayed loyal to me and kept it real and be supportive. I want to shout out to all y'all. I appreciate it. My dad in Jamaica, I love you. See you soon. And let's keep winning and keep getting better.
Let's keep stacking up those bodies, like you say.
Keep stacking up the body. All right, all right.
All right,
you
now.
Hear that from me.
Appreciate you, my man. We'll talk soon, all right?
All right, man.
All right, man.
All right.
I'm telling you guys, that's Val Woodburn. That's it. There's just some guys you meet, or girls, that you meet in the game, in the fight game, in mixed martial arts, in the boxing game, all that, that just has it. The man has a great smile, has a great voice, can communicate, so positive. It's just, I do. I remember that story 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, seeing him box Robert Brothers, who is a humongous heavyweight. That man is a monster. All the respect in the world to Robert Brothers. And I'm like, Val, you fighting him? Really, Val? And he's like, yeah, man, I'm just trying to get that work in. You know what I mean? Like, he's just trying to get better and better and better every day. So, so much love. So much respect out there to Val Woodburn. I think this is just the beginning. It really is. 2020 for him is just going to be humongous. The man just keeps on excelling at Fusion XL. You like that? That little wordplay? He just keeps on getting better and better. Night in, night out. Week in, week out. 1-0 professional. Going to go trying to be 2-0 at the Combat Night on March 21st in Duval. So make sure you check him out. Guys, Val Woodburn. Check him out on the IG. Val_the_animal. It's Val the Animal Woodburn. So much love to him. I love how his middleweight, and he's like, hey, I don't know, style bender Izzy and versus Yoel, Soldier of God Romero. Me too. I'm with it, but I'm all in with Yoel. I told you that going into it. Yoel Romero will win that match. We're going to close it off on this. We're going to thank the sponsors that makes this podcast absolutely free. Did you get the last episode, the fight breakdown? Did you get the last episode, the Island Fight 62 and UFC Norfolk recap? Oh, did you get the last one last month with Glover Teixeira, Curtis Blades? Come on, guys. We're all in. Alon Cruz? Felicia Phenom Spencer? It's all free because of our sponsors and because you subscribe on iHeartRadio and YouTube. So keep on doing that. Check out Endstill Nutrition at endstillnutrition.com. The Real Endstill. Check them out on IG. Check them out. endstillnutrition.com. Also, our family at Mako Tech Mouth Guards. Mako T-E-K underscore mouth guards. Follow them on Instagram. They're doing so much for amateur fighters, professional fighters. Great company. They're out of the panhandle. Just a great company. Love them, love them, love them. We're showing a lot of love today. Last but certainly not least, Fusion CBD products. Put in our promo code, the Fight Bananas promo code, FIGHT2020. FIGHT2020. You're going to get 20% off your full order. You're grinding, you're working, you got four kids, or you're in the gym every day. You know you need a little bit of that oil. You need some of that Insta-freeze. FusionCBDProducts.com. Check them out right now. Put in our promo code FIGHT2020. All right, guys, we out. We'll be back very soon. We have an absolute packed week. We're dropping episodes every single day. Thank you so much to Val Woodburn. Keep the continued success. We're going to keep the train going. Like my main man, Jared Gooden, once said, choo-choo, mother.